Hello, everybody. I know I haven't done a segment in a minute now, but you guys know I'm incognito, like incognito. I just come whenever I feel like speaking about something, and I just go for it and flow with anything that might come to my mind. But what I really want to talk about today is I want to talk about Papa Legba. I know that a lot of people ask me about Papa Legba and who is he and all these different things, but I want to say, first of all, if you are listening to my podcast, make sure that you subscribe and make sure that you also turn the notifications on your phone when it comes to the app, so that way every time I do a segment, you're able to actually connect and able to actually get it right away. Okay, so anyway, I was doing a little bit of I was watching a little bit of YouTube. And I noticed about some of the people that are speaking about Papa Legba, how they confusing him with Ilegua and confusing him with Eshu. Ilegua and Eshu and Papa Legba are two different things. Well, Eshu is Ilegua, but when it comes to Papa Legba, that's a different form of serving Ilegua or Papa Legba. So let me make sure I make myself clear. Okay. Ilegua, when you're dealing with Ilegua, you're dealing with Ifa. That's the way they do it in Ifa in Nigeria. And that's the way they do it also in Cuba. They call him Ilegua. And then you also have Eshu. There are certain people that actually receive an initiation of the warriors where Ilegua and Eshu actually comes a part of it, which is Ilegua. If it's given to you by a santero or santera, which is a male priest or a female priestess, or they give you Eshu if you actually go through a babalawo. And when it comes to Papa Legba, Papa Legba is a loa. He's from the Haitian pantheon. That's two different entities. Well, the same entity, but served differently. So when you're dealing with Ilegua or Eshu, his colors are black and red. When you're dealing with Papa Legba, his color is yellow. So, who is Papa Legba? Papa Legba basically is the one who lives in the crossroads. He lives everywhere. He's in the cardinal points when it comes to the north, south, east, and west. If you take a look at this science, and when it comes to voodoo or any other science, it's all geometry, it's all metaphysics, it's all cosmos, cosmology, astrology. So, now that you're dealing with that, with the four cardinal points, he's the one who opens the doors for any other spirit or any other loa or orisha or anything to actually come. But first, it must be him who we address and who we invoke in order for us to actually go to any other spirit or any other orisha or loa. Why do he do that? Because he's just the one, once again, open the doors or closes the doors. Not necessarily he opens the doors, but he also closes the doors. So if you're doing work with him, and you want to make sure that something goes fine with whatever it is that you're doing, you go seek help with Papa Legba and let Papa Legba know and help you open the doors. But also remember, if the doors are closed, it's because he might be seeing something that you cannot see. I hear people all the time complaining and saying that the spirits are not there for them, or the Papa Legba is not there for them or whatever, just because things are not looking promising like the way they expect. But we got to understand, in the dimension these energies are, or the connection that these energies have, is just universal. So they do things, but at the same time, they protect us. So all I want to say is Papa Legba is the one who opened up the doors. He closes the doors. He's the one we go to and we ask first to actually let us talk and speak to any other orisha, any other loa. But don't confuse Papa Legba or Ilegua, two different things. So I see this confusion all the time from people who claim they actually speaking that they know what they're speaking about, they really don't. So I would say, do your research more and connect more with what is true and what is not. You want to go ahead and want to do something with Papa Legba, promise him something and thank them for whatever it is that he's going to do for you or he's doing for you in your life. Never ask for anything. Always thank them and give them offerings and promise them something and make sure you do what you say that you're going to do. I hope that this audio helped and this segment helped you a little bit. My time is up, so I hope that you have a wonderful evening. and make sure that you connect with me and make sure to send me a message or send me an email to voodoopriestman@gmail.com, or also find me on my YouTube and also Instagram under the same name. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful evening, and God bless y'all. Peace.